more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about, again, the how do you pronounce it? I should know this, but the
Ivermectin,
thank you, that people are actually trying to take for COVID, which is a horse dewormer. We're talking about strange and unusual remedies that people use. Did you know that people have tried eating crusts for curly hair?
What do you say again?
Eating crusts, like bread crusts for curly hair.
Like you want curly hair, so eat your crust?
Eat your crust for curly hair.
All right.
Marshmallows for a sore throat.
All right.
All right. Apparently, it's supposed to work. Bread and milk for boils.
Oh, I need some of that. What do they got for skin tags?
Doesn't
Nothing
say.
Can help that.
No. Scissors.
Incurable.
Scissors. A hard-boiled egg for a black eye.
Really?
I've heard something like that. Yeah.
Put it up against that. Wet spinach behind the ears for nosebleeds.
That clearly can't work.
Matt's definitely tried this one before. Put fresh basil in your bottom for constipation.
In your bottom or just eat it?
It says in your bottom.
No. Is it on the outside or the inside? Like, does it actually have to go in?
In your bottom.
Very
you know what,
clear
Try
instructions.
Both and report back.
All right. Can I borrow some
papaya juice and milk for bigger breasts? Hmm. Licorice for calluses.
Chris, you got to lay off the juice.
Yeah,
that's not very nice.
Sick burn, sorry.
Onion in the sock for cold or flu.
I've heard of people doing that before.
Yes. This is your Albertan Ukrainian grandmother.
Yes,
move.
Exactly. Chocolate coated garlic to boost memory.
No, I think none of these work.
Have you tried any of them, though?
I'm sure other people have. It just seems so ridiculous.
Who would make this up? Obviously, they have worked before.
I can make one up.
Yeah.
Sure. We need to just put an orange peel on your shoulders to cure arthritis. Like, I can make stuff up like this. Like, just because they say it doesn't mean it works.
That sounds like that could work.
Yeah. So, you know, I need 25 oranges.
The citrus.
They say that wasp bites help with arthritis, apparently. So, I don't know. After my mother-in-law got bit 5 times.
How's she feeling?
She ran a half marathon yesterday.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, unusual and strange remedies.
Now you've got one.
Yeah, my family, well, my in-laws, once again, I feel like I'm ripping on them all the time.
Yeah.
They are obsessed with this topical ointment called Arnica.
Arnica.
So Arnica, it says, is used to treat bruises, sprains, arthritic pain, and muscle aches. Literally, when anybody has any pain, somebody from another room just screams, Arnica!
Bring the Arnica!
Is it like Tiger Balm?
No, it's not like for aches and pains. It's for like immediate treatment.
Okay.
And then they swear by it. Last night, it was so bad. I was downstairs working out. My wife was putting down our daughter. I bonked my head in the head with the kid in the head with the dumbbell. Not hard, but hard enough that he started crying, and my wife could hear it upstairs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I hear a buzz in my phone. Vroom, vroom, get the Arnica. Yeah, because she couldn't scream because she's putting my daughter down. Vroom, vroom, get the Arnica.
Sounds like maybe get a new father. That's what it is.
I didn't know. Tell him to get out of my way.
Where do you get
Arnica? Pumping iron. Anywhere. I think you go to like one of those natural stores. I think they probably sell it at like Shoppers Drug Mart too.
Right.
Hmm. Okay.
There's tubs of it in our house everywhere. Every nook and cranny.
In case
Lots
of emergency.
Of bumps.
Break glass. Get Arnica.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kiss in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. We've got Arlene and Suzanne on the line. How are you ladies doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Is it raining where you are?
It's misty.
Misty.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Arlene, you were in first, so you get to be high voice. Because that's the only way we can determine which one of you has actually answered the questions. And Suzanne, you got to answer low, okay?
Okay.
All right. Love it. Okay. So again, just blurt out your answers. First one to three. It's a best of five. Qualifies for the $250. Here we go. Something purple that starts with an E.
Eggplant.
I think that was Arlene with the high voice.
Awesome.
Do you guys know what the eggplant emoji stands for?
Yes, I do.
An eggplant, Matt?
All right. Sure.
All right. A pizza place that starts with a P.
Perry's.
Perry's what? Said the whispering voice. Okay.
Well, hold on, I'm Googling it.
There's going to be a Perry's pizza.
It is in Fort Saskatchewan. Okay. 2-for-1 pizza and pasta.
We got to say, we would have taken Pizza Hut, Pizza 73.
Pizza, pizza.
All right, was that Arlene?
Yeah.
If you listen closely, there was a whisper from the passenger seat.
Oh, definitely. It was a phone-a-friend situation. Okay. Suzanne.
Yes.
You got to get serious here.
Okay.
You got to stop her. Okay.
Okay.
A Christmas carol that starts with an R.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Whoa. You've been taking Invermycin or whatever it is. You sound like a horse.
Arlene came to play.
Congrats.
I play great when I'm not on the air.
I know.
I always win.
I know. That's the way it is. Congratulations, Arlene. Suzanne, tomorrow will be another day for you, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Would you rather?
Back to school, back to school, back to school. Some kids are going back for the first day today. Hopefully the little ones don't need their rubber boots. They might need them tomorrow by the sounds of the forecast. So,
anyway. It's fun when you're a kid. Rain is awesome.
Yeah.
It's when you're an adult that it's like, oh, yeah. Gross.
Pain in the butt.
Kids and farmers love rain.
That's true.
Here's the deal. On this Would You Rather Wednesday, would you rather go to school every day for the rest of your life, getting summers off like you did, right? But the usual kind of school plan, would you like to go to summer every year for the rest of your life? I guess that's a better way of putting it. Or never go to school at all?
So like
ever in your life.
As soon as you turn 5, you go to kindergarten.
Yep.
And then you'll go to grade 106 if you make it.
Yep, yep. And you get your summers off and you get your typical holiday days off. But yeah, every year that's what you'll do. You'll be a schooler or a scholar. Probably makes more
you
sense.
You should probably go to school.
I'm going to say right now.
Well, I'm curious.
If I had my choice.
If I
had my choice. No. I'd rather have not ever gone to school.
But you'd be so dumb.
Well.
You would learn nothing.
I didn't even know what a Venus flytrap was yesterday. So, I mean, I don't know how many more years would help me, to be dead honest with you.
I've been lucky enough to go to a couple schools.
Yeah.
One, the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And Clover Bar Junior High.
Yeah.
I prefer the School of Hard Knocks. I'll learn by the streets. Yeah. I don't need school. Who needs to read these days?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, send me to school every year. I love that. You have something to do every single day. Your summers are off.
you love a good
routine,
schedule and routine.
I can see
making my bologna sandwich again, put it in your little lunch box. You got your thermos of
this
coffee.
This sounds like my dream. You would just get smarter and smarter and smarter.
But you couldn't use it because you're in school all day every
There's
day.
There's the summers to use
I know,
it,
and huh? I'm not saying because I haven't done this, but there are some people that are schoolers or scholars, and are they honestly getting smarter by going to school constantly? I don't know. I think Matt's School of Hard Knocks, I think you learn more in the real world than you do going
this
to school.
This is a classic old guy take. You know what? You don't need to drop out and help me on the farm.
Well, I'm not saying. But I mean,
I think
at a certain point, I don't know.
I don't want to learn about real life.
No?
Like, no.
There was always
school.
People that got straight A's and were like, this person can't tie their own shoes.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that person. But school, there is a benefit to school. But if I had to choose, I'm not going to school. I'm going to spend my time, you know, surviving.
Well, then you're agreeing with me, Matt.
Yes,
just
I agree.
Stop arguing with me when you're agreeing.
I just, your logic is flawed. Let's just be idiots together and not go to school. Jack can be smart and get stuck in a classroom.
100% school. What school? 6 hours? So many holidays? Christmas break? Summer break? Summer break?
Exactly.
Okay.
Somebody did ask, do I have to pay bills? Yeah, that's a good question, too.
Our whole life's a break. Chris and I, we're just painting fences in our overalls going, yuck.
Learning belt life.
Yeah, that's right. Live by live.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Would you rather go to school every year for the rest of your life? Like, we're talking about, I guess pick a grade. Or would it be grade 12?
No. Like
I think you just keep going on.
You just keep going on.
And
like,
it'd be like grade 13, grade 14.
Yeah. Well, no, you go to college, like, next thing you know, you're doing a, you know, another trade, and then you're going to go and get a degree, and you're just going on forever.
Forever. Okay, I get it. Okay, or would you rather never have gone to school, ever? Yes, Jack.
This text says, no school. I know some amazingly smart people who were terrible in school. Life experience takes care of no school.
I knew guys that were geniuses that spent years in prison.
Yeah?
Yeah, I worked with guys. Like, this guy is so good with his hands. And then off of work, he's a scumbag.
Right. But, like, but good with his hands.
Like, this guy is so smart. He's just,
so
like,
skilled.
Logical and, like, gets it.
Right.
And then as soon as he's off work, he's an idiot.
Okay. Are you okay, Jack?
Are you coughing at me?
Yes. You really caught me by surprise. This person says school for the first few years, then real life.
Okay.
You can't. There's no, this is would you rather. You can't make your own rules.
No. All right. I just like the fact that Matt called somebody an idiot and then Jack got all choked up.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, as school begins again for a lot of the little ones, well, this week at some point, would you rather go to school for the rest of your life, just regular kind of school, or have never gone to school at all? Those are your two choices. What are we getting, Jack?
This text says, I work 8 hours a day and get about 2 to 3 weeks off a year, not 3 to 4 months like school. As long as we assume the bills and everything gets paid, I would go to school.
Okay.
Yeah, but then, like, you get to retirement age. Instead of retiring, guess what?
Yep.
You're 80 years old. You got to get up and get your knapsack.
Yep.
In back of somebody's car and get driven to school.
Might not be so bad.
But that is true. There would be a time when it would be better, for sure. I mean,
yeah, there's definitely years you're like, oh, thank God I picked school. But then you're 90 and you're all crickety and you want to just sit down.
Yeah, make it stop. I'm done learning.
Yeah, you got your hand.
My
is,
brain can't hold it.
You got to write it some writing notes.
Yeah.
I'd say people are choosing school, I think, mostly because bills would be paid for.
Okay.
I'd rather go to school forever, especially if someone else is paying for it.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to keep a part-time job.
How about your poor parents paying for school till you're 90?
In this scenario, your parents are Elon Musk.
Okay.
So you're good.
I like it. All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you for all your calls and texts.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah. Congratulations to our women's team. Won the gold medal. It's been since 2012 that they've won the world championship. So it's good. And since 07, both Canada's men and women's team have won together. So there you go. And we won the soccer, of course, our ladies team. So things are coming up Canada right now, which is awesome. Not so good for Blair Turnbull. I think it's Blair. B-L-A-Y-R-E.
Yes,
Blair.
That's Blair.
Yeah.
Is that how you spell it?
It's one of those new
not
age
usually.
Names,
no,
man.
Kind of a weird way, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Great hockey player. Unfortunately, she got injured during the celebration, and she had to be stretchered on the ice to get her gold medal. And so it's not funny, but she's smiling. She thought it was hilarious and kind of embarrassing.
A little bit.
Hopefully she's ready for the Olympics, which are, 8 months away or whatever. But anyway, we're talking about strange and unusual ways you've injured yourself.
Yes, and there are many. A text at 103939, I tore my ACL in a sumo suit. It had to take 2 months after the surgery.
I almost got paralyzed in a sumo suit once.
No, you didn't.
Honestly.
Really?
I was riding the mechanical bull at Cook County Saloon in the sumo suit.
Been there, done that, actually. Weird.
In the sumo suit?
Remember when I first started on the show, you made me ride it for 3 hours?
But not in the sumo suit.
Yes.
In the sumo suit?
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway.
Carry on, though, spine guy.
You're welcome for being so nice now. Jeez.
I got bouncing on that thing, and I didn't have the helmet on, whatever. And I remember I went,
the top knot.
Right over top, and I landed right on my head. I missed the mat completely. Oof. So, anyway.
This text says, not me, but my husband got low on the dance floor and bent his hand backwards so far that he had a permanent bump on his palm, thinking it was scarring from a partially torn tendon.
Oh.
Get low.
There.
Get low.
And every time Rasputin comes on during a wedding, I got to do my Ukrainian dance.
Oh, no.
I wake up the next day not being able to move. Also, can we talk about how Chris hurt his back at the West Final?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
that. I love this story.
Yeah.
They had to fly over, of course, because it's the West Final for the CFL.
In Calgary.
Cup. Edmonton, Calgary.
McMahon Stadium.
And then about third quarter, they ship in the guys from Cold Lake who flew the fighter jets. And he's like, please give a warm round of applause for the men and women in the fighter jets. And Chris literally stood up like a lightning bolt. And then his sciatic went. He's like, I love the military. And then he sits back down. And next to him is both his son and me. And he's like, I gotta get on all fours. And if you've ever been to McMahon, there is no room for
there's no room for your feet.
You don't want to be on all fours there.
What a patriotic way to hurt your sciatic.
Very true.
Jack's got the good joke there. Oh, yeah, you don't want to go down to Calgary and get on all fours.
I broke my foot in March because I was drunk and stupid and I wanted to climb up a log cabin wall. I got one foot on the bottom log and the second foot on the bottom log, and then it just fell off and I broke it. It was less than a foot above the ground and I broke it.
Ouch.
Yikes. Yeah. I bet you, thank God you were drunk though, because the pain wouldn't be so bad.
Good call.
Yeah. I thought it was just a spring. sprain. I was walking on it for 3 days, and then I went to the doctor.
Okay, well, instead of drinking alcohol, maybe you should start drinking some milk.
I mean, there's calcium, and then there's blunt trauma.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're talking about strange and unusual ways you've hurt yourself.
Yes, this text says, I sprained my finger killing a spider. I was at a park sitting on a blanket and grabbed my shoe to get him. Well, the way I held my shoe, my middle finger was inside when I smacked him and I sprained it. It was a little embarrassing telling the doctor how it happened.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Somebody said, I hit myself right below the eye with the phone receiver. I had a massive black eye for weeks.
I got one. I remember now when I thought I sprained my thumb. I remember at Yards for Hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, Doc, like, it's still pretty bad. And he's like, that's not a sprain. That's gout, son. Yeah.
You're living that high life.
Yeah, right.
Doc, I'm living like a king.
Caroline, what about you? What did you do?
Okay, so I know it's really goofy, but I'm kind of like Jack, and I'm klutzy, and I do silly things that most people don't understand how I do. So, yes, a toenail. So I was clipping my toenails, and it helps that I'm really bendy, so, you know, close to my face. Not so lucky in the fact that it flew in my eye.
I like how you get your face right in there. Make sure you get next to that cuticle.
Ow.
Well, I get this, because, like, sometimes you clip your toenails, and they're shrapnel, man.
Right, and they fly.
And you got one in the eye, and then what?
So then I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. I don't even want to tell anybody, because you sound like an idiot. I toughed it out, you know, probably for a couple hours, but it got to the point where my second eye, of course, was like crying, because the first eye is just will not give me a rest. So I had to go to emergency, and it's so embarrassing to like tell them what happened.
Yeah, you got to go to triage. Like, I got a toenail in my eye. It's like somebody held the light bulb up their bum. How'd that get in there? I don't know.
Was it painted?
Hang on a sec.
Jack with the real questions. Was it painted?
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin', good morning.
Yeah, you're talking about crazy ways you've hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I once did a scissor kick over the hedge bushes at Borton Park that landed me with a fractured heel.
Oh, man.
You're scissor kicking that bush into submission. Yeah. Why?
Showing off for a buddy's girlfriend.
A buddy's girlfriend.
A buddy's girlfriend you wanted to maybe make your girlfriend.
Yeah. She actually ended up being my wife later on.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so it was convenient.
All worth it.
He might have broken his heel, but damn, was that impressive.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Congratulations to our women, Team Canada. Yeah, the world's, they won the gold medal last night in overtime, and they got so excited after the game, they all go rushing off to the onto the ice, and they're all hugging and doing their stuff, and this Blair Turnbull, who's one of the players, ends up with some kind of a lower body injury. It's so bad that she's on a stretcher. It's not like she can even just kind of, you know, like shake it off or limp it off or whatever. She's on a stretcher. So something, and they even had like they had an oxygen mask there for her too. So I don't know.
It was pretty serious.
I don't know what was going on. They gave her a little laughing gas because she was smiling and waving and getting her gold medal. So we're talking about strange and unusual ways you've injured yourself.
This text says, I put my hand through our screen door glass, killing a mosquito, but I needed stitches. I was young and I had to wait up and tell my parents. My dad looked at me very seriously and said, did you get the mosquito?
Did you get it?
Very good.
Yes.
Another text here. I fell off the bench between ice sheets at the curling rink. It was a 24-hour Bonspiel, and I fell asleep on the bench, fell off, and hurt my jaw when I hit the ice.
Oh, yeah. Also, you skipped over the part that fell asleep was in quotes. They were definitely under the influence.
I don't know. It was a 24-hour Bonspiel.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It was a 24-hour Bonspiel, Jack. Yes.
Sarah says, I once broke my ankle putting pants on. And this one, perhaps the best for last. When we were kids, my sister was climbing a door with her socks on. Well, the handle turned. She slipped and bit her tongue 3/4 of the way off. Had to get it all stitched back together.
Would your tongue work as well? Because, like, you know, would your taste buds still work after all that damage?
Oh, man.
I don't know. The connections are lost.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you talking about our radio show or are you talking about your tongue? Okay.
I have a great story about what happened to me one time.
Yeah.
So I have gel nails, and I was in the shower one day shampooing my hair, and my ear was kind of plugged because I had shampoo in it. So I just went to lightly dig out the shampoo out of my ear, and my nail broke in my ear. Because there was shampoo in my ear, it was kind of slippery, I guess, while the nail lodged right in my ear.
Wow.
I had to go to the emergency room. Then they sent me to another specialist. Then they sent me to the hospital, which ended up I was in the emergency room. They had to put me under to take this nail lodged out of my ear. I was in the hospital 3 days for having a small piece of nail in my ear.
Crazy.
You need some supplements to harden up those nails, girl.
Well, these
or stronger glue.
Yeah, stronger glue.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
That is weird.
What?
What?
That boy ain't right.
Staggered entry for school. And speaking of school, Jack, on this Weirder What Wednesday.
We got a text from a teacher. They didn't give their name, but they said, "Hey guys, strange text, but I was talking with a fellow teacher and she thinks I'm crazy. I love having a class with at least a few high-energy students. Who wants a class full of angels? I like having some kids that keep you working for it. Is this weird or what?"
Testing your mettle. It's like that, what's that movie where, how do I reach these kids?
Dangerous Minds?
Maybe. I doubt it.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No. Anyways, yeah. For sure you want the calm class of angels. Why would you want to go into work and be like, uh-oh, the old glue eaters back at it again?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know what? I love kids with a lot of spunk.
Yeah, but then you're just like, they just go away from you after a time. Can you imagine spending 8 hours with them?
Yeah, yeah. I remember coaching.
Yeah.
When Bailey was little. By the way, my daughter Bailey's birthday today. Happy birthday, Bailey.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
Happy birthday.
Can't believe how old she is, but whatever. I'll get over it someday. When I coached her soccer team, there was some challenging children on that team. And, by the end of the year, I remember they were like, not necessarily my favorites because you don't pick favorites, but I really enjoyed watching them grow and learn and do things like that. So I get it. I see that. Again, no teacher here, right? Like, I mean,
but your kids were the angels too.
Yeah.
Right?
Somehow. It's so weird. As a coach, you're right, Chris. But I'm the exact opposite. There's always one kid like,
yeah.
Oh, this one kid had this squiggly tooth. I didn't want him. He was awful. I pick my favorite kids too. That kid's my favorite. As a coach, you're allowed to. Just don't tell anybody.
That's what you're doing, Matt.
All right. Is it weird or what? Weird or what for this teacher to like some kids that challenge her? It's a her?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't want to be identified, or he doesn't want to be identified. 780-421-1039. You can also text us at 103939.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about the first days of school and Weirder What Wednesday, is it weird for a teacher who texted us to say that they like a few challenging kids in their class just to, keep them honest, so to speak? Is that weird or what?
Christy texts in and says, "I don't think it's weird. It's the challenges that makes your day interesting. And I think that more shy kids or more reserved kids would feed off of the energy and it would make the class more fun and more interactive."
Okay.
That comes from Christy, who we know isn't a teacher. She needs to spend like an hour with a snot-nosed kid like I was.
On that note, Adrian texts in and says, "Hey guys, I'm a teacher. I've been teaching for 5 years, and in those 5 years, every single year, I've had a nightmare classroom. So when I say the teacher is weird, I see it from a place of frustration and desperately needing a break and an angel classroom just for 1 year. 1 year break to regain my energy."
That's all I have.
I feel like exhausted just reading that.
You could picture her before that bell goes, just deep breaths, shaking her coffee to her mouth.
Here I go.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, with back to school here, a teacher reached out and said, "Is it weird that I kind of like some challenging students in my class to, just keep things spicy, so to speak?" And, we're getting some responses.
This text says, "Good for that teacher. They will stay more engaged and the whole class will benefit as a result. Someone has to be able to handle the high energy ones. God knows I was a handful until grade 5. I just wanted to be outside. Grade 6, I got a male teacher that allowed us to get into all kinds of projects. That reeled me in and allowed me to settle and start doing well in school. Thank you to Mr. Day."
All right.
Chris, what kind of student were you?
High energy.
Till when? Were you a class clown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
a bad thing?
Well, I don't know. It
there's a class clown, then there's a class fool.
Right.
And I was definitely a fool.
Were you the fool? Yeah.
Yeah, I did some things I regret.
Yeah.
Like what?
Let's not get into it.
I'm scared he's going to tell us.
No, I'm not.
This text says, this teacher is not weird. The high energy ones keep it interesting. When they don't climb walls or raise your blood pressure rates or staff too high for not wanting the needs met, redirecting that energy into creativity and non-destructive or disruption is well worth the trade-off. Priceless stuff they say and do, and proud of when they overcome challenges and are surprisingly sweet and caring with a unique view of the world. And I am an educational aide.
Okay.
That's what awesome. An attitude. That's amazing.
I couldn't imagine looking at a classroom full of jacks, like children of the corn, just staring at your every word.
What are we doing today, teacher?
Would you like an apple forever?
Can I get your phone number so I can text you when I'm 37?
My mom would like to make you lunch every day.
Were you guys at school with me?
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, so you got your Jilly box, which is this box of stuff. How much did you pay? $200?
Oh, it was $200, which was a lot because you don't know what's in it.
Right.
So long story short, it's a subscription box, but there's only 5,000 people in all of Canada that got this subscription. So they get it four times a year. They pay $800 a year for these boxes. But there is also a lottery for a select few every season. And so I was selected a couple months ago. I think we talked about it. And I was so excited. And they said, okay, pay us $200 and you can get this box.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's in it, but it's all of Jilly's favorite things.
Okay.
The things that she gets paid to put in the box.
and you know what? She probably doesn't even pay for a lot of these items because this is brilliant. If you say 5,000 people at $800 for a subscription for the year, that's $4 million.
Yeah.
You understand products are paying her to get them in the box.
Sure. And then they're probably supplying the products.
And that's just the guaranteed ones. And then I think there's an extra 5 to 10,000 that win this lottery every season. So just add another 4 million onto there.
Not the interior Kool-Aid drinkers.
But it is very exciting because it is the select few, the elite. And if you won the lottery, you feel like it, even though you're paying $200 to win this lottery.
Right.
You feel like it. And so you get this box delivered to your door.
Yeah.
And it's like Christmas time. It's so exciting. And it's a good deal. Truly.
No.
Trust me. $200 was a lot for me to shell out. But the stuff in this box is worth around $500 if you bought it retail.
All right. Okay. But how much of it would you buy retail?
Well, I wouldn't buy any of it.
Yeah, there you go. All right. What was in the box?
Oh, there was many things. There was pens and journals and a scarf and a lip pencil and a backpack that is beautiful.
$500?
Yeah, trust me. This stuff is really nice.
Yeah, I got a backpack, pencils, and pen in my... And it didn't cost me $500.
I am very excited about is the scroll-on blue light glasses.
Yes.
And they are glasses that are not prescription, correct? However, they do protect your eyes against the blue light that is emitted from all of your screens. So I'm going to start wearing them. And you guys have been making fun of me
Because you're wearing contacts with glasses.
This is sort of
fake glasses.
Literally like, okay,
they're not
time.
Fake. They're protective. They're like ski goggles.
Guess what? I bet you the glasses the silly thing is, if you don't know, Jack owns glasses, like legit prescription glasses. But like, what you've done this morning is put in contacts and put on a pair of fake glasses because you think they're going to help you from the blue light.
They're protective.
No, okay. It's not like you're staring at the sun for 4 hours.
You know what? I'll talk to you down the road when you have headaches and I don't.
I wear glasses. I have blue light protection in my glasses. Most lens come with it. Yes.
I think the headaches that you two cause me, glasses will not fix.
I cannot handle Jack wearing these glasses. It's so ridiculous to me.
I'm going to keep wearing them. I love them so much.
I think they kind of look cute on her. So.
Thanks.
But she refuses. I like how only because it came in a Jilly box she's wearing them. She's never been seen at work in her own glasses. Literally,
I would never buy these.
It's just like, oh, I got these from Jillian Harris. I'm going to write with my new $500 pen.
That's right. Jilly selected these.
All hail our great leader.
Have we ever thought about getting Jillian Harris to just walk around the country and give people the vaccine? Like, seriously? Oh,
that would be really good.
In the box is Moderna, hand selected by me.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at Kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.